Lawmakers will use the 2010 census data to redraw the state's election maps during the 2011 legislative session. The practice is almost always a partisan affair, with the party in power usually gaining more control by tweaking the maps in their favor. But with population leaving rural Texas, rural Republican representatives could end up having to run against each other under a new election map. Mineola Republican Brian Hughes told the House General Investigating and Ethics Committee that expressing that concern to fellow Republican Larry Phillips of Sherman drew a shocking response.
I mentioned to Representative Phillips that I am actually vulnerable in redistricting because I live on the edge of my district. Representative Dan Flynn and I live about, 20 miles apart. My district goes off to the east and his off to the west, and it would be very easy to match us up in redistricting. I'm actually pretty vulnerable. And Representative Phillips said to me, "What are you talking about? You got nothing to worry about, long as you stay on the list."
Hughes said Phillips was referencing a list of members supporting the current Speaker of the House, Joe Strauss. Hughes said Phillips implied newly elected Republicans could be redistricted if they didn't support Strauss. Hughes told the committee those were the facts as he saw them.
Representative Hughes' statement is unequivocally false.
Representative Phillips also spoke to the committee.
I did not tell Representative Hughes that maps were already being drawn to get rid of Representative-elect Kane or Representative Flynn. I also did not tell Representative Hughes that there was a plan to use redistricting to punish those who were not on Speaker Strauss' support list.
Republican Committee Chair Chuck Hobson ended the hearing by boiling it down to a case of he said, he said. Hobson said the committee didn't have enough information to determine if misconduct had occurred. But as today's testimony indicated, the tone already set in a session not yet begun doesn't bode well either for a cordial election of House Speaker or even, perhaps, for Republican collaboration during the 2011 session. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.